This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Leon Thomas Jr., appellant, Veer Division of Employment Security, respondent, decided February 25th, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, Leon Thomas, GR, No. ED112703, appellant, appeal from the Labor and VO, Industrial Relations Commission, appeal, No. 2272735, Division of Employment Security, respondent. Filed February 25th, 2025. Introduction, Leon Thomas, Jr. Claimant appeals from the decision of the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission, the commission, finding that claimant was overpaid on his claim for unemployment benefits and ordering him to repay the benefits. We affirm. Factual and procedural background, claimant worked as a driver at TPS Parking Management, LLC, the parking spot, until he was terminated on August 16, 2023. The record showed that claimant applied for unemployment benefits on August 20, 2023, and received benefits of $320 per week, including for the weeks ending in September 2, 2023, and September 9, 2023. The Division of Employment Security later determined that it had overpaid benefits to claimant for these 2 weeks because claimant had failed to report that he also received vacation pay. The sued division determined the overpayment was due to claimant's unintentional reporting error or omission and not fraud. Claimant appealed this determination to the appeals tribunal. At a hearing before the appeals tribunal, a benefit program specialist for the division testified that claimant earned $15.45 per hour, and when his employment was terminated, the parking spot owed him 73.25 hours of vacation or paid time off, PTO, for a total of $131.71. The division submitted a pay history statement from the parking spot showing that on September 8, 2023, the parking spot issued a net payment of $988.97, reflecting gross earnings of $131.71 less $141.74 in employee taxes to claimant. The division described this payment as a direct deposit. However, this court notes the pay history statement indicates direct deposit was allowed, not that it was in fact issued by direct deposit. Claimant testified that he never received the vacation pay that the parking spot owed him following his termination. He clarified he had always been paid by check, not direct deposit. As this court understands from reviewing the transcript, claimant further testified that, following his termination, he had filed a lawsuit against the parking spot for injuries received at work, and that the parking spot had demanded that he sign a document agreeing that, by accepting the payout for his unused vacation and PTO, he would waive his claim against the company. Claimant testified that he refused to sign a document waiving his rights to sue the parking spot. After the hearing, the appeals tribunal found that the documentary evidence that the parking spot paid claimant for his unused vacation pay was more credible than claimant's testimony that he was not paid for the same. The appeals tribunal determined claimant was overpaid $320 for the week ending in September 2, 2023, because claimant 3 also received wages in the form of vacation pay, and was overpaid $320 for the week ending on September 9th, 2023, which was claimant's waiting week, for a total overpayment of $640. Claimant appealed this determination to the commission, which affirmed and adopted the decision of the appeals tribunal, finding it was supported by competent and substantial evidence. This appeal follows Standard of Review Section 288-210. 1 governs appellate review of the commission's decisions in unemployment compensation cases. Code A v. Div of Employment Sec, 423 SW3D775-778, Mobonk, 2014. On review, an appellate court may modify, reverse, remand for rehearing, or set aside the commission's decision, only if it finds that 1. The commission acted without or in excess of its powers. 2. The decision was procured by fraud. 3. The decision is not supported by the facts. Or 4. The decision is not supported by sufficient, competent evidence in the record. Section 288-210. This court is not bound by the Commission's legal conclusions or application of law, which we review de novo, but we defer to the Commission's factual findings, so long as they are supported by competent and substantial evidence in the record. Conan v. BRG Liberty, LLC, 647 SW3D 47 51, Mo Appunts, ED 2022. Discussion. In his sole point on appeal, claimant argues the Commission erred in affirming the Appeal Tribunal's order, arguing that the payment from the parking spot, which he refers to as a